This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado Springs Utilities is looking into the viability of nuclear energy. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us they have an idea of where a potential future reactor could be built.
The Ray Nixon coal-fired power plant is set to retire in 2032. That plant's site south of Colorado Springs would then be freed up. During a State of the Utilities presentation this week, Colorado Springs Utilities CEO Travis Deal said an advanced small nuclear reactor could one day replace the coal plant.
Still got a lot of legwork to do. Got to evaluate technology, evaluate costs. We got to figure out a finance plan with that.
The utility is in the middle of a year-long feasibility study on whether nuclear energy makes sense for the region. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Jefferson County, the school board has voted to authorize possible legal action against the Federal Office for Civil Rights. Jeffco says the dispute centers on the government's claim that boys are being allowed on girls' sports teams and in girls' facilities. Jeffco disputes those claims, but says it's following the law. District Attorney Tim Hafey.
We believe that providing facilities access to students consistent with gender identity is consistent with Title IX, and it's certainly consistent with Colorado law.
Jeffco says it's waiting for the federal government's next move and hopes to keep negotiating. This is CPR News and KRCC.